This is Tech Talks on KGNU with students from the Innovation Center at St. Vrain Valley Schools.
Estás escuchando Tech Talks con KGNU de parte de estudiantes del Innovation Center en las escuelas St. Vrain Valley. Welcome back to Tech Talks. Today we are sharing part two of the Savina Cocha Watershed Project. What are each of you doing specifically for this project?
My job was really just to supervise the students and to be a teacher mentor, someone who is licensed in the room to help them, because the goal really of the Innovation Center is to have students run things in a student-led way, to let them be in charge of everything. I was fortunate to be part of the project, and I really got to learn a lot.
Absolutely. I think that we had a great team. So my role was to work with the students to give them kind of a framework for developing that story and assisting them with some of the curriculum development pieces that come along with that. My background is in curriculum development and informal science education. I too was extremely impressed with the work that the students did. Kevin's writing and the narration piece for this project as well.
What I initially did was collect 360 images from our site. The goal of those images initially were for landscape archaeology and were associated with a cultural resources project that we had ongoing in the watershed. And those images were initially just to help archaeologists from the desktop evaluate the site for their potential cultural features. And when I first met the folks at the Hopper, I was already interested in virtual reality as a tool for scientific learning and sort of help people go on these virtual scientific expeditions with us to get excited about science, to learn about our site, ideally to promote the conservation of the watershed. After I shot those images, I really just helped direct things from a scientific standpoint, try to ensure that the message was transmitted in a way that was technically accurate. But as far as the creative development, I really left that up to the Hopper team and the Innovation Center team lead.
My job as a student designer was to take the images from Preston and the framework and information from Jill and analyze the images and ask questions from a student standpoint that might be realistic for an elementary or middle schooler, and then write a script based on that and record narration to guide the tour.
How does this project utilize technology?
So as Kevin mentioned, this is a virtual reality experience. So Google Expeditions is a platform with lots of different virtual reality experiences that teachers can take their students on. They can take them to the depths of the ocean, to the top of Mount Everest. And so now students will be able to visit Sabina Cocha, Peru. And through basically virtual reality headsets that can be as simple as a cardboard box with a phone placed inside of it, those teachers can show the students these 360 images that basically place them at the scene and give them a perspective that they normally wouldn't have, a sense of scale and a view of such an amazing space.
All that from a conservation and a scientific standpoint, tools like 360 images and virtual reality really allow us to gather more data when we're in the field and then analyze that later and show folks what's going on at the site, help them understand the site. Folks that might never be able to reach those altitudes or work in those environments. You know, where we're working is a very remote, austere environment. One of the images we shot was from the summit of an 18,000-foot peak there called Yayamari, and that certainly limits who can go up there. But with this technology, of course, we can bring anybody into the field with us.
It's probably starting to be a little bit of an older technology now, but the students had to do a lot of research on trying to figure out sort of putting themselves in that place, looking at not just a map on paper, but these digital maps using Google Earth. And so we could really get a sense of where we were during the research process. Lots of technology happening there as well. Right now is the best moment you ever know.